Good day, Eastern Sierra, where the skies are clear, the trails are calling, and yes, today is my birthday. It's also National Cheesecake Day. Coincidence? I think not. Grab a fork or a spork, or if you're on the go, a little cupcake. I don't know. I'm going to move on. And settle in for your local news briefing. Today's lineup is full of high-altitude headlines. We're talking free rides to Yosemite, fire lookout towers back in action, fishing trips with purpose, emergency services, leadership changes, and enough bike trails to wear out your brakes before lunch. This episode is brought to you by an exclusive real estate opportunity, because whether you're planting roots or escaping the city, there's no place quite like the Eastern Sierra to call home. And before we roll into the stories, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for all the latest updates, insider events, and occasionally dessert-themed news intros. Let's get to it. Did I mention it's my birthday? Mono County residents, your summer plans just got a lot easier and cheaper. The county has officially launched its 2025 YARTS Summer Voucher Program, which means you can now ride the YARTS bus into Yosemite National Park for free. That's right, no gas, no parking worries, and no park entrance fees. Just hop on the bus, enjoy the ride, and let someone else do the driving. To snag your spot, you'll need to apply through the county. Just prove you're a Mono County resident, wait a few business days for your voucher number, and then use it when booking your YARTS ride online. Vouchers are good through September 30th, and you can pick one up in person or have it sent by email or mail. One adult voucher covers you and any minors you're traveling with. County officials say this isn't just a great way to access the park, it's also a step toward reducing traffic, improving air quality, and giving every resident a chance to experience Yosemite without the usual barriers. So if you've been waiting for a sign to go back to Yosemite, this is it. And it comes with air conditioning. The Bald Mountain Fire Lookout is back in business and it needs your eyes on the horizon. The Forest Fire Lookout Association has teamed up with the Inyo National Forest to reactivate the historic Bald Mountain Lookout on the Mono Lake Ranger District. Volunteers will help keep watch during fire season from June through October, scanning for smoke and greeting visitors who hike up to the tower. If you're 18 or older and could commit to just one shift a month, roughly 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can be part of this high elevation effort. You'll get trained, equipped, and assigned to one of the most scenic jobs around. An orientation is scheduled for August 23rd, and the program is looking for volunteers now. Built in the mid-1900s, Bald Mountain is one of the only two remaining lookouts in the southern Eastern Sierra. And now, with your help, it's returning to its original purpose, early wildfire detection. So if you've ever wanted to be a lookout with a view, it goes on for miles. Now's your chance to take the high ground. Get after it. Are you ready to own a piece of June Lake history? This fully modernized 7,000 plus square foot commercial building at 2588 CA Highway 158 is for sale. Built in 1973, it's now home to three thriving businesses, the T-Bar Social Club, June Pie Pizzeria, and Balanced Rock Grill and Cantina. The tenants are under a long-term lease, and the building generates a six-figure annual income. Sitting on a half acre with 110 feet of highway frontage and property features two expansive decks with Sierra views, ample parking, a Class 47 liquor license, and a concert venue. Upgrades include ADA compliance, a new roof, electrical plumbing, HVAC, fire suppression system, and a service elevator. This turnkey asset offers stable cash flow and the option to host events or continue profitable operations. So don't miss your chance to invest in this landmark. Learn more at Eastern Sierra Now or contact the listing agent for a private tour. The Crowley Fish Foundation recently reeled in a win for local youth with a special fly fishing excursion designed just for kids from the Bishop Paiute tribe. On July 23rd, young anglers met early before heading out to Crowley Lake for a morning of casting lines, learning techniques, and connecting with nature. The goal? To introduce these kids to the joys of fly fishing while highlighting conservation and the cultural ties to these treasured waterways. The event is just one of many ways the Crowley Fish Foundation is working to preserve fishing traditions and inspire the next generation to care for the land and the water we all depend on. It's not just about catching fish, it's about connection, stewardship, and giving local youth a chance to engage with the region's natural beauty in a meaningful way. The Crowley Fish Foundation continues to work with several local organizations and is responsible for a variety of local events. Inyo County has officially named Lisa Cox as its new Emergency Services Manager. The appointment was made public during the week's Board of Supervisors meeting, and officials were quick to praise her qualifications and commitment to the region. Cox comes to the role with 17 years of federal service, most recently serving as Public Affairs Officer for the Inyo National Forest. She's also worked as a park ranger, fire information officer, and public information lead on complex incidents across the country. In other words, she's no stranger to emergencies. As the county's new emergency service manager, Cox will coordinate local disaster response, oversee mitigation planning, and serve as a liaison with state and federal agencies. She's also in charge of making sure the county is ready for whatever Mother Nature or anything else might throw our way. Cox thanked her predecessor, Michaela Torres, and says she's eager to work with residents and agencies alike. Anyone with questions or ideas can contact her directly at lcox@inyocounty.us. With Lisa Cox now on board, Inyo County's emergency response team just got a serious boost in experience and readiness.
Inyo County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Now for a look at this week's events. Up first, Minaret Cinemas in Mammoth will be showing Sing 2 this week, Monday through Thursday, as part of their Kids Summer series. Stop by to escape the heat and have some family fun, all while saving a little money. Tonight, Eastern Sierra Pool will be holding their weekly pool tournament at Distant Brewing, beginning at 6 p.m. Tomorrow morning, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, in association with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, will be holding their monthly community coffee event through Zoom, beginning at 8 a.m. This month spotlights Sergeant Jason Heelman of the Mammoth Lakes PD as he discusses summer safety topics. The grand opening of Local Scoop is set to be celebrated tomorrow with a ribbon-cutting ceremony starting at 4 p.m. Mammoth Sonico will also be returning to Outbound Mammoth tomorrow for their weekly Tranquil Thursday event beginning at 4 p.m. Meeting at the Mammoth Lakes Dog Park, Mammoth Lakes Trashy Thursday event will take place at 5 p.m. Lastly, Bar Sierra will be hosting their weekly trivia night tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Maurice Cooper. As always, you can learn more about these events and so much more at easternsierranow.com/events, or just download the mobile app like the rest of us. Well, I didn't download it, I made it. But you know what I mean. It's my birthday, did I tell you that? Now for Mammoth Mountains Bike Park, where summer rides meet high altitude thrills. With more than 40 individual routes, there's something open for every type of rider. From first-timers to fearless pros, right now the park is showcasing a full spectrum of riding options. Beginner-friendly zones, flowy intermediate singles, and technical advanced routes. And adrenaline-pumping pro lines, all backed by purpose-built terrain and top-tier lift access. Expect loose pumice rock surfaces in many sections. Riders are advised to slow down, steer wide, and maintain control over steeps. Whether you're dialing in your first drop or chasing airtime on pro lines, Mammoth Mountain Bike Park is set to deliver with 40 plus trails open. The perfect ride awaits, whatever your pace. Gear up, ride smart, and let the mountain show you just how epic summer in the Eastern Sierra can be. And maybe share some pics with us. We'd love to see what you guys are up to out there, and maybe we can share some on the news. Send them our way. info@easternsierranow.com. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills
are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen.
Last up, your local Eastern Sierra weather report. Wednesday through Friday, brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, your go-to spot in Bishop for perfect weather fuel. Be it after work bites or post-hike meals, in Bishop, first expect abundant sunshine today with highs near 94 and overnight lows of 54. Clear skies set the tone for a classic Eastern Sierra summer day. Tomorrow's another bright day ahead. Highs will climb to 95 with a low of 56, dry and toasty, just what summer in Bishop's made for. And Friday is more of the same. Plenty of sun and a high 96, low of 55 as evening falls. It'll be a scorcher, so stay hydrated and perhaps plot an early evening swing by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, if you will. The update in Mammoth today is mostly sunny highs in the low 70s, with cool mountain air dipping to 36 overnight. A perfect combo of warm afternoons and crisp nights. Tomorrow, expect brilliant sunshine. It's topping out 76, low 41. Ideal weather for a trail riding excursion or lakeside lounging. And on Friday, there's still plenty of sun. Highs of 76, but expect a bit more afternoon breeze and chilly overnight lows near 41. Layers are your friend. As always, remember to hydrate and take a break from that heat when you need to. Stay safe out there. And that's a wrap for today's journey. Did I mention it's my birthday? Through the Sierra, where you can fish with heart, ride with adrenaline, and apparently celebrate cheesecake like it's a national treasure. Or my birthday, like it's a national treasure. A huge thank you to our sponsor, offering an exclusive real estate opportunity that might just be your next adventure base camp. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow ESN across your favorite platforms. We've got more news events and unexpected dessert references coming your way all week long. I'm Jesse Steele, it's my birthday, and whether you're watching from Bishop, Mammoth, or the top of Bald Mountain, thanks for riding with us. See you next time. It won't be my birthday then, but we'll see you then anyway.